Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of Wild Shores, the Magic of Ireland's Coastline, written by Richard Nairn and read by Ruairi Conaghan. Robert Lloyd Pregar was born in Hollywood, County Down in 1865. He was, by all accounts, a bright child, and the earliest photograph shows him at 6 years old reading a book while seated at an intricately carved desk. In his own words, "At school I was idle and inattentive. I hated schoolbooks and schoolmasters and made some approach to being a dunce, a populous solitude." He came from a stoutly Protestant tribe, and though not religious in the conventional sense, the preface to his most famous book, The Way That I Went, contains the line, "Thank God for life." He was described as gruff in manner, but a kind and gentle soul throughout his life. His father was a Dutch Presbyterian who had emigrated to Belfast in 1860, there married into the Patterson family and became involved in the linen business for which Ulster was then well known. It was to his mother's family that Robert Lloyd Pregar ascribes his early interests in natural history, through his grandfather, and especially his uncle, Robert Lloyd Patterson. With his sister and three brothers, he wandered around the nearby Hollywood Hills, exploring further and further afield as he grew. It must have been a privileged childhood, loving parents and grandparents, a private school, all the books that he could read, and he benefited from this in his education. After graduating from Queen's University Belfast, he qualified as an engineer and had various short-term contracts working on construction projects in the northern counties. But all the while, he was honing his skills as a naturalist and a writer. As a young man, he spent his leisure time with his brothers and friends, walking and exploring the hills of Ulster, of which the Mourne Mountains were a particular favourite. Among his many adventures, one stands out for its drama. Having walked all day alone from the hills of Slievegullion to the west, he sat among the heathers of the Mourns to rest and dream of his earlier life. "A distant halloo brought me to my senses. Nothing moved in the valley save a couple of distant sheep, but looking down, I saw my brother standing in the sunlight in the gap. He had come by the mountain route from Newcastle, over the 1,900-foot col between Slievedonard and Slievecommoda, and on by the sheep path along the back of Slievenalloch. Years later, after my brother's death, I recalled that scene. The dark rocks still in shadow, and the erect figure in front of them bathed in bright light. A populous solitude."